Chris Williams had never heard of Mycoplasma genitalium, also known as MG, until a former partner was diagnosed with it.
It was somewhat daunting, really, because there didn't seem to be a lot of information anywhere that I found online to say what MG was or what I should go and do about it. And also through my social peers, we hadn't really heard of it either.
Although Mr. Williams takes regular tests for other sexually transmitted infections, he says he had to request a specific one that showed he had a form of MG resistant to antibiotics.
I was somewhat concerned over what that meant for me in the future as to whether it was possible to cure this thing at all, and also what that meant for me going forwards.
MG was discovered in 1980, but proved difficult to study, limiting commercial diagnostic testing. Katrina Bradshaw from the Melbourne Sexual Health Centre says around 60% of cases are showing resistance to first-line or initial treatments.
Mycoplasma genitalium is extraordinary in its propensity to develop resistance. It's a problematic organism because it's intrinsically resistant, so naturally resistant, to commonly used antibiotics like penicillins and a similar class called cephalosporins. So those drugs are widely prescribed by GPs and they simply don't work for Mycoplasma genitalium because it doesn't have a cell wall.
The bacterium is known to cause painful urination and bleeding, while in women it's been linked to pelvic inflammation, miscarriage and infertility. Until recently, only a small number of doctors offered comprehensive MG testing. But now an Australian company, in association with a Melbourne hospital, has developed a new test. Colin Denver is the chief executive of biotech developer Speedex.
There was a distinct problem in failures of treatment of patients infected with M. genitalium, and we were able to work with them closely in developing a test that simplified the workflow and provided the results that the clinicians were really looking for.
Professor Suzanne Garland from Melbourne's Royal Women's Hospital says the test is covered by Medicare and will be available in clinics and surgeries across Australia, as well as in Britain and the United States.
It makes the doctor's life and the patient's life a lot easier because it detects the organism as well as gives you a susceptibility pattern to the first-line drugs all in one test, which takes about 4 hours.
Mr. Denver says testing facilities are already in place in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, with other states to follow later in the year.